as we ponder another one of the Lord's parables tonight, I want us to consider this parable spoken by the Lord Jesus in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In verse 1, we have these words, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." The Lord Jesus, being the person that he is, understands the difficulties and the discouragements his people face in their Christian life. No one, of course, knows the sheep better than the shepherd himself. And the shepherd knows that there is one area of the Christian's life that needs to be constantly attended to, and that is the area of prayer. He knows that his people need to be constantly encouraged to pray. He, of course, needed no such encouragement, since he was in constant fellowship and communion with heaven. But his followers are in constant need of a word of exhortation regarding their prayer lives. He knows that his people can become disheartened when their prayers are not answered, and then they give up praying. The Lord knows how we feel. It is to those disheartened and discouraged saints that the Lord directs these words. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. This is not a rebuke from the Lord. It is an exhortation. It is a word of encouragement. For you see, when the Lord Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to sin, not to sin, those words mean, don't lose heart. They mean, don't give up, or don't cave in. And sometimes, we tend to give up praying when the matter we're praying about is not answered. We tend to cave in. But here the Lord Jesus says, don't give up. And this is not the exhortation of the preacher. It's the exhortation of the Lord Jesus himself. And the Lord Jesus himself is saying, don't give up praying. Hear the one by whom all answered prayer comes exhorts us, don't give up praying. That person you're praying for, and sometimes you lose heart, and sometimes you do give up praying, but the Lord says, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Keep at the praying. The Lord's telling us that. That husband you're praying for, and he's not saved yet, the Lord says, don't give up praying. That wayward child that seems to be so far from God tonight, the Lord says, don't give up praying. Don't give in. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Keep up the habit of prayer. That's what the words mean. Men ought always to pray. It is, of course, impossible for us to pray every single moment of every day, but that's not what the Lord meant. The Lord here means keep up the habit of prayer. Whenever prayer is called for, well then, you be there to pray. Pray in the closet. Pray in your own private devotions. Men ought always to pray. And the Lord Jesus says, whatever you do, don't give up. Doesn't that show us just how well the Lord knows us? He knows that we do tend to give up when the answer doesn't come. But he's saying, don't give up. And to illustrate the truth, the Lord tells a parable. A parable about a widow who prevailed against an unjust judge and was so persistent that she prevailed, and the judge, even though he was unjust, granted her petition. If you've been praying for someone, an unsaved loved one, and the answer hasn't come as yet, the Lord Jesus says to us tonight, and it's a personal word from the Lord. The Lord says, don't faint. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep at it. Keep at the praying. I want us then, as we look at this parable, to consider the widow and her problems and prayer. This widow had many problems. The two characters in this parable about prevailing prayer is a widow and an unjust judge. A judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And it was to this man that this woman brought her problem. Look there in verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. We see that this widow woman not only had a personal problem of her own, but we see immediately that she had a problem with the judge. And here we're given, first of all, the description of the judge. This judge to whom the widow appeared for help is described as one which feared not God, neither regarded man. Two things about him. He had no reverence for the name of God and no respect for this woman. In fact, that word regard, the word regard there means to turn away from. And so he feared not God. And whenever this woman came to him, he had no regard for her at all. He, in fact, just turned away from her. Now, that was the problem for this widow. He had no sympathy for her plight. He didn't have a heart for her case. Indeed, in his lack of respect for this woman, he would simply turn away from her. And this shows that he had no sympathy for her or her needs. And no wonder then the Lord himself described this judge as an unjust judge. Verse 6. Yet it was to such a person that this widow went. And she went to this unjust judge with her problems. And she pleaded with him, and she prevailed. And the Lord Jesus has told this story and told us about the unjust judge to illustrate, to show us that if this woman prevailed against an unjust judge, well then when we pray, we're not going to an unjust judge, we're going to a righteous judge. To the judge of all the earth, and it is said of him, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And believer, when you and I pray, we're praying to one who will never turn his face away from us. For when we pray, we're praying to one who is in sympathy with us. So why should we give up? Why should we give up praying for that husband, or that son, or that daughter, or that mother, or that father, when we have one who's so sympathetic to our need and to our cause? So unlike the unjust judge. And that's why the Lord says, don't give up. Men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up. Paul speaks of our God as a righteous judge, and the one who hears our petitions is sympathetic to our needs. Turn to Psalm 146. Here we see how sympathetic the Lord is. The unjust judge showed no sympathy for the widow, and yet she prevailed. But we read in verse 5 of Psalm 146, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, and giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Verse 9. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. See? The unjust judge had no sympathy for this widow. But when we go to pray, we pray to a God who is sympathetic, who's of tender heart, who cares about us, who loves us, one who will hear our prayers and knows all about our needs. He'll not turn his faith from us. So why then? Why would we give up? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up, the Lord says, because your God is sympathetic to your cause. Isn't that wonderful? To me it is, to know that when I pray for souls, or for certain needs, the Lord knows and he's sympathetic. Rather than turning his head and turning his face from me, why, he bows down his ear to hear. It's the God we're praying to tonight. So we have the description. Then we notice the disadvantage. Because this widow was at a disadvantage in her going to this judge. Yes, he was unjust, but there's something else. Look there again at that third verse. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. You notice in that verse 3, there's nobody else mentioned. There's just the widow herself. She's on her own. In other words, when she went to this widow, she had to go and plead with him herself. She didn't have an advocate. She didn't have a mediator. She didn't have anyone to speak on her behalf. And yet, believer, she prevailed. She got what she wanted. Her need was met, even though she didn't have an advocate. Now the Lord is saying, don't give up praying. You have an advocate. You do have a mediator, Jesus Christ the righteous. Even as John has said, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That word advocate means one called alongside to help. Yet this poor widow didn't have anyone she could call alongside her to help, but still she prevailed. And dear Christian, we can look to Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with the Father. One who will come alongside to help us. No wonder the Savior said, don't give up. You do have an advocate. You do have a mediator. And as you pray for that loved one, and the answer has not come as yet, don't give up. Why? Because there's one who's at the Father's right hand. He's your advocate. He's one with the Father as he's one with you. He's a dead man. He's your kinsman redeemer. He's your mediator. And he is pleading your cause. And when you pray for your husband, Jesus Christ is praying with you. When you pray for your children, your advocate is pleading your cause. Hebrews 7 verse 25, we have one who ever liveth to make intercession for us. Romans 8 verse 34, it is Christ that died, yea rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Oh, we don't need to give up. There's no need to give up when we have such an advocate. Let's not cave in. Let us not give up. Let us persevere. Let us persevere until we prevail, until that soul is saved at last. That's what the Lord is saying. So we have the description. We have the disadvantage. She didn't have an advocate, but still she was victorious. Next we have her direction. Look again at verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him. There's her direction. She came unto him. There was nothing about this judge that would have encouraged the widow to go on to him. Nothing at all. He was unjust. He didn't fear God. He had no regard for her state or her condition. I wonder, believer, if our God was like the unjust judge, would we go to God as the widow went to the judge? We would have, if you like, a good excuse for not praying. But our God is not like that. He's not like the unjust judge. You'll notice in this parable there's no mention of an invitation. The unjust judge didn't invite the widow to come to him. There's no invitation, but she went anyway. And yet, with our dear Savior, our advocate, our mediator, what does he say to us? He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And you're heavy laden tonight with a burden on your heart, and that burden is the salvation of a loved one. Jesus says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace." So why would we give up praying? This woman had so many things against her. And believer, we have so many things for us. Men ought always to pray. And not to faint, not to cave in, not to give up. Jesus says, "My child, don't give up praying." So we have the widow and her problems and prayer. Next we have the widow and her perseverance and prayer. Really, this is the heart of the parable. This is the lesson that the Lord Jesus wanted to teach. Perseverance in prayer. And so he sets before our eyes this poor widow and how she persevered until she got the answer she desired. Number one, her demand. We're not told very much about this woman's petition. Just five simple words. "Avenge me of my adversary." That's all. That's all we're told about what this woman said. Five words. You'll notice then with regarding this woman's petition, it was simple. Simple. Just five words. A child can understand those words. "Avenge me of my adversary." She was a poor widow. Possibly didn't have a great education. I would venture to say that she was, as we would say, just an ordinary 5'8". And you'll notice that her petition was granted. Not because of her eloquence. Not because of her rhetoric. That wasn't what enabled her to prevail against the judge. It was instead her perseverance. Bringing this simple petition before the judge, "Avenge me of mine adversary." And it's perseverance in prayer, that's what is called for. Now you know just as well as I know that when you've been praying for some time about a matter, let's say it's the salvation of a loved one, and that loved one's not saved yet, what does the devil tell you? You're not praying right. You're not using the right words. You're just not praying right. Well, don't listen to the devil. Listen to the Lord. The Lord says, don't give up praying. And I will accept, I will hear your simple prayers. Why, the Lord hears the prayers of children. And they may not have an extensive vocabulary, but the Lord hears them. And they use their own simple language. And they use their one syllable words. And the Lord hears children. And dear child of God, He will hear you and me. No matter how simple our language is. And if this woman came to the judge with just 5 words and prevailed, then our God is ready to answer our prayers, and He will hear our simple language. It's all the Lord's looking for. See it, Spurgeon said, it often happens that an abundance of words reveals a scarcity of desire. And that's true. We can multiply words, but I wonder how much desire there is behind those words. Usually when people can do nothing but cry out to God and their sentences are short because they're so burdened, those are the prayers that God answers. Why? Because they come from the heart. And so, believer, it's not eloquence the Lord's looking for. It's not a multiplicity of words, long sentences that God is looking for. He's looking for the simple prayer. Lord, save my husband. Lord, reach and save that child of mine. That's what the Lord's listening for. Notice also not only the demand but the delay. Now we're getting right to the heart of the matter, the delay. None of us can abide delay. Certainly when it comes to praying, we want the answer that day. Yet we find that this widow came to the unjust judge, and it says, she said to him, avenge me of my adversary, and we read, and he would not for a while. Remember, he feared not God, and he didn't regard the widow. He turned his face away from her. I'm not interested in your case. I couldn't care less about you. He would not for a while. And this unjust judge did not immediately grant the widow her request. In fact, he was in no hurry. He had no desire to grant her request. But she didn't give up. She didn't give up. Many of us in her position probably would have given up long ago if we had been dealing with such an unjust judge. But she didn't. And dear child of God, remember, our judge is righteous. Our God is sympathetic. Our God is long-suffering and of tender mercy. Our God loves us. Our God, rather than turn his face from us, looks towards us, bows down his ear. So why give up when there's a delay? The Lord says, don't give up. That's him telling us. There may be a delay in your answer, but the Lord Jesus says, don't give up praying. Just keep praying on through the days and the months and maybe the years of delay. Why is there the delay in our answers to our prayers? We must remember that we're praying to a sovereign God. Therefore, if the Lord delays the answer, then it's not the right time to answer. It's not the right time. I remember when I was studying for the qualifications I needed to enter the theological hall, I needed 3 praying earnestly that I would get that 3rd qualification so that I could enter into the theological hall. I sat the exam. A few months later, the little brown envelope came. And I opened it excitedly and discovered the word failed on the letter. I had to preach in Armagh Church that night. I remember it well. I was had no more desire to preach that night. But I had to go on. The Lord hadn't answered that prayer. I didn't pass the exam. I said it again next time round. I did. And I remember looking back on that time that I failed. And I realized really at that particular time I was not fully prepared to enter the theological hall. Wasn't the right time. I could see it afterwards. The Lord, of course, could see it at the time. Doesn't he look after it as well? Isn't it as well he doesn't give us every petition we ask for just there and then? He keeps the answer until it's his time. The Lord Jesus himself had to wait till the right time. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. We have to wait for the right time. You think of Abraham. Abraham was a lot younger when he prayed God would grant him a son. He had to wait till he was 100 years of age. Had to wait till the Lord's time. Listen to this. Genesis 18, verse 14. The word came to Abraham and Sarah. Sarah, you remember last? Then we read in verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son at the appointed time. Doesn't that encourage us to keep on praying and not to give up? Because the answer will come at the appointed time. The Lord's in control. not us. The Lord knows all about us. Another reason why our prayers are not answered immediately, not the right time for the answer, and it's a test of our faith. My Abraham's faith was tested, but Abraham believed God. And when the Lord delays answering our prayers, it's a test of our faith. How strong then is our faith that we keep on praying? And that's an indication our faith is strong. We give up praying, it's an indication that we lack faith. Abraham prayed on till his old age. And for that loved one we're praying for, are you ready? Are you prepared to pray into your old age? Are you prepared to keep at it until the last breath escapes from your lungs? And with that last breath, will you still be found praying? We all know the story. George Mueller. Mueller had five men that he set himself to pray for their salvation. Five men, he had them listed. Started praying. One by one, he was able to mark off their names. Just one left. That one person was saved after George Mueller died. Mueller died, and he didn't see that man saved, but he was saved a few months after Mueller's death. You know how many years Mueller had prayed for that man? 52 years. That's perseverance. That's praying through till the answer comes. He prayed until his dying day. Oh, may God encourage us, or help us rather, to pray on until our dying day. We've all heard of Gypsy Smith, an evangelist. When Gypsy Smith was saved as a young boy, he immediately started praying for his uncle, an uncle that he had a great love for. Now, among young gypsies, it's not proper for children to address their elders on the subject of duty. And so he couldn't very well go and speak to his elder, to this uncle, but he decided he was going to start praying for him. And he prayed every day. He kept on praying for years. And one day his uncle noticed that there was a hole in the knees of his overalls. And the uncle said to Gypsy Smith, he said, "Rodney, how is it that you have worn the knees out of your pants so much faster than the rest of them?" The young lad said, "Uncle, the reason why there are two holes in the knees of my trousers is because I have been praying for you. I've been praying for your salvation. And as a result of that," there and then his uncle was broken. And with tears streaming down his cheeks, he put his arm around the young Gypsy Smith. Give his heart to Christ there and then. Young lad persevered until he wore holes in his trousers. That's the perseverance the Lord's talking about here. Men ought always to pray and not to sin. The young lad, young Gypsy Smith, could have given up, I'm sure. Many a time he felt like it. And his uncle still remained opposed to the gospel, but he kept at it. And God answered. Then you have the decision. Verses 4 and 5, and he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. There in verse 5, you see the reason for his decision. He said, all right, widow woman, I will avenge you of your adversary. Not because I've ever any sympathy for you. Not because I like you. Not because I care about your case. But because, as we read, this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her lest by her continual coming she weary me. Those words may be rendered another way. Lest striving forever she weary me. You can see what was on the mind of the judge. This woman was chasing him in everywhere. Maybe going to his house, seeing him in the street, every opportunity. She was saying, avenge me off my adversary. And the old judge said, this woman's not going to give up. She's going to keep at this forever. In fact, you know, this old judge was really a coward. He was. Because that word weary, lest she weary me. You know what the word weary means? To be beaten black and blue. That's what it means. It's used to describe someone who has been given a black eye. They're all black and blue around the eye. And this is what this judge feared. This woman's going to beat me black and blue. She's going to keep at this forever. I have to do something. And so he relented. Oh, believer. Oh, that we would only show the same determination. And remember again, we're not dealing with an unjust judge. We're not dealing with one who's reluctant to answer. We're not dealing with one who's unsympathetic. We're dealing with one who cares. Hallelujah. One who understands. One who's waiting to be gracious. But the Lord says, don't give up. Keep on praying. That leads us to our last point. The widow and her prevailing and prayer. Upon telling this parable, the Lord's told the parable. Now he applies it. Verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. To me, that's interesting the way the Lord applied this. Saying to his hearers, did you hear it? Did you hear what the unjust judge said? He said that he would give this woman her petition because she troubleth me. She's going to keep at this forever. Did you hear what he said? There's the call of the Master. And you know, I believe the Lord is calling out to us tonight. I know this is a word from the Lord for this meeting. And so therefore the Lord is calling to us tonight, and He's saying, did you hear what the unjust judge said? Did we hear it? The Lord is saying, don't give up. This woman, by her continual asking, broke down this old judge. Now you don't have to do that with the God of heaven. He's ready to answer. You remember Jacob? There he was. God was wrestling with Jacob until the early morning. Then God touched Jacob, the hollow of his thigh, and it was out of joint. And then Jacob had to hold on to God. And God said to Jacob, let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go until thou bless me. Listen to this. The Lord said then to Jacob, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Jacob prevailed. He didn't give up. And God blessed them. The Lord says, don't give up. I want to bless you. It's the call of the Master and the claim of the Master. There in verse 7, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them. In other words, I tell you, if you keep praying and keep crying to God, I tell you, He will answer. That's what the Lord's saying. He will. I tell you. We have the Lord's own word on it. I tell you. He will avenge His elect. The widow was a complete stranger to the judge. But bless the Lord, we are not strangers to God. We are His own children, His own chosen ones. And He will avenge His own chosen ones, His own children. We have everything going for us. The call and the claim and the charge of the Master. For He says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? Whenever the answers are delayed, it's a test of our faith. And the Lord is saying, when I come, will you still have faith in me that I will answer your prayers? Will you still have faith in me? I will be faithful to you and answer your prayers. Will you be faithful to me and keep on praying? Will you not give up? Don't cave in. Keep praying until you prevail. That's the message. That's the word from the Lord to us tonight. And I've been thinking for some time about, on a Wednesday night, maybe once every month or every 2 months, we're going to set aside that Wednesday night praying for nothing else but loved ones. We'll just take the names of individuals and we'll give ourselves to praying for those husbands, those wives, those children, those mothers, those fathers. We're going to take God at His word. The Lord says, don't give up. Persevere. and you will prevail. With this I'll close. On Sunday night, April 1912, an American woman went to bed, but she was very restless, felt compelled of the Lord to get out of bed and pray, and to pray for her husband. Her husband was at that particular time in mid-Atlantic on board that doomed vessel, the Titanic. As the hours went by and this wife was on her knees at her bedside, she could not get any peace. She kept on praying for her husband. And she prayed until 5 o'clock in the morning, when suddenly she was possessed of a great peace. She got up off her knees and got into bed and slept soundly. Meanwhile, her husband, Colonel Gracie, was among the doomed hundreds who were on that liner and had fallen into the cold, icy waters when the ship hit the iceberg. He felt that the end was near. Did his best to help women and children. Naturally, his heart and thoughts went out towards his wife at home. And he thought about her. And as he was about to go under, as he felt, he just cried out, "Goodbye, my darling." And he was sucked under the waters. He kept swimming as best he could. Suddenly he came to the surface, found himself beside an overturned lifeboat, held on for all he was worth. And after a while, another lifeboat came along, lifted him and the others who were holding on to that bark, lifted him into the lifeboat, and he was saved. What time did it happen? 5 o'clock in the morning. His wife prevailed in prayer. She persevered all night until she knew in her heart her husband was safe. Let's persevere. Let's prevail in prayer, because the Lord has told us men ought always to pray, not to faint. The Lord says, don't give up. Keep on praying. And the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Let us pray. Our dear Lord and gracious Father, we do thank Thee for Thy word to our hearts. We thank Thee that we have such an understanding Savior, one who knows how we feel, knows all about how discouraged we become, how disheartened, how often we're ready to give up and pack it all in and say, I'm not praying anymore. Lord, we thank Thee for this word then, which encourages us tonight not to give up, but to keep on praying. Lord, for that loved one who have prayed for years, but Lord, help us to keep at it. Lord, thou hast said, don't give up. O gracious Lord, may we not give up praying. Thank thee for the word. Our Lord, may we take it home with us, buried deep in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to keep at the business of praying. Give us traveling mercy. Bring us back on Wednesday night, Lord, to seek thee and to worship thee. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forevermore. Amen.